playing in this in this format, sitting down. Like sitting down, like versus standing up. I'm curious, how many people saw us over on the other stage, like I guess an hour ago.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So now you guys are coming over here.
Yeah. Well, we are the Lovell Sisters, so I guess we can start by kind of introducing everybody. Over there, all the way on your left, from Lula, Georgia, 15 years old, is Mr. Jake Stargell. And, we've been a band about a year, and we met Jake about, what, 3 months ago? 2 months ago? Something like that, so he's relatively new to the band. But we've really been having a good time. He's fun to tour with, and also, obviously, an extremely good player. I don't know what we do with that. And then, next to him, sitting down, of course, is our youngest sister. Everybody asks, are you guys really sisters? Yes, we are. It's our youngest sister, and she's 15 as well, and her name is Rebecca Lovell. Up there playing the upright electric bass, which makes it easier to travel. For a while, we drive around in this big white Suburban, and so we used to have this huge white bass case for like an acoustic bass, and we take that for closer gigs, but we were worried about it. So he has this new nifty Eminence. So any of you bass players out there might want to ask him about that here a little bit. Yeah. So it's really, really cool. We've been enjoying it, and it helps us to hear it a lot on stage too with the amp. It's really nice. But anyway, we met Andy when we were born, because Andy was already friends with our dad. He actually went to kindergarten with our dad. And so he actually came over when we were really little and would bring over instruments and ask us if we wanted to jam, and has been really instrumental in exposing us to a lot of different kinds of music. So, huge part of the band. Absolutely could not do it without him. Mr. Andy Moon. I'm gonna let Becky introduce me.
Alright, over there playing the dobro for you. She's actually been playing for about 3 years. She's absolutely amazing. Really took a liking to the instrument when she first heard it, and we're very lucky to have her in the band with us. She is 17 years old, and she sings the lowest part in our harmony, and she's actually can sing lower than our dad. So she's got that going for her. So please make her welcome, Miss Megan Lovell. Oldest one, and she obviously does most of the talking, so they're kind of her silent partners in the whole thing. But she's really can-do person. She keeps us all in line most of the time, and she kind of is the detail-oriented person, and she kind of takes care of everything besides the music part that we all kind of take care in. But she's an excellent fiddle player, and she's been playing classical violin since she was about 4, and then just recently started fiddling. She sings lead, and she does an excellent job. We're very proud to have her in the band, so please make her welcome, Jessica Lovell.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we can just tell you kind of really quick where we came from and how we started. Well, first of all, I guess we started singing together when we were in church. We joined church choirs. Everybody sings in their church choir or sings, you know, hymns and stuff. And so we did that and loved it, but then we were also taking classical violin and piano, and we're involved in symphonies and quartets and that kind of thing. And then about 3 years ago, a huge experience for us, we went to a bluegrass festival. And I don't
very
think
first
we,
time.
Yeah, I don't think we'd actually even heard of bluegrass. And some friends took us, and we were blown away, because we're like, wow, because you can sing and play at the same time, then you go backstage, and there are other people jamming, and it's really social, and so it was, we were used to classical music where you read right off the page with sheet music, and it's just kind of stale in some ways, which I still love classical music, listen to it all the time, but it's really fun to play bluegrass.
Because you get to improvise and really express yourself a lot better, so.
So then, I guess about 3 years ago is when Becky picked up mandolin about, what, 2.5 years ago, and Megan picked up dobro 3 years ago, and Jake, when did you start playing guitar?
I started guitar about 3.5 years ago.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
What did you start by playing?
I started out on piano, actually playing classical music.
But didn't you play electric guitar before that?
Yeah, I was a rocky, like rock music.
He was a rock band.
I really like Eric Clapton. He was kind of my first electric guitar hero. So I still find some of his stuff in my playing now. It's definitely rubbed off.
Well, it has me. I listen to Eric Clapton all the time.
He's the man.
But, so then we just were messing around, and the three of us and Andy, we had this little demo. We actually tore down our bedroom, my bedroom, and put mattresses on the walls and had this one mic, and we did a little demo. And just happened, some friends of ours said, hey, you ought to send it in to Prairie Home Companion on NPR with Garrison Keillor. And we were like, okay, sure, why not? So we actually overnighted it, got there right on the day of the deadline. And so then we were chosen out of 300 applicants and really had, it just kind of fell into our lap. Went on and had like 40,000 hits on our website after that weekend. So it was
the poor little website died.
Because it was like a little for fun website that Becky made it, I think.
Yeah, Megan and I Megan designed it. It was our brainchild, and then it died. It was kind of an emotional experience for us.
But, so after that, we got all sorts of really, really cool opportunities. We were really blessed. We got to go play at the Charleston Music Hall and play with the Charleston Symphony Orchestra. They learned like 8 of our songs. And we're booked in 24 states. And we've been gone from home for about 4 days, and we won't be back for like 2 weeks. So we love it though, because we get to meet all kinds of really cool people and play music, and it's a lot of fun. So I guess that's kind of how we got started.
Where's home?
Calhoun, Georgia.
It's right near Dalton, Georgia. Some of you may know that, the carpet capital of the world.
About halfway in between Atlanta and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
We do high school by correspondence, so
with the University of Arizona.
Mail through the mail.
It's very important to us, you know. Music is a big part of our lives, but school is definitely takes the higher standing most of the time. So.
And then I do college by correspondence online, and one is actually through the mail as well. But I do mine through UGA, which everybody's like, ah, UGA, the party school.
Not exactly the part of correspondence school. But it's really flexible to be able to do your school in the car. You know,
and Jake also does his school at home, too.
Just started doing homeschool this year. That's really cool.
Yeah,
he sacrificed so much for us.
Yeah, an interesting thing. Becky and I have never been to school. We've always been homeschooled.
Pretty cool.
I think it gives you time to do stuff outside of class. Well, I guess we could play one.
So, what do you want to play on?
No,
please.
King Lear?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's fine. I think we're just going to pick songs that we like, or if there's somebody that has one that they want us to do,
we're more than happy.
Yeah. Just get it out. We're going to do one that we didn't actually do on the main stage. And this is an instrumental that we named after the Shakespeare play King Lear. Which was kind of funny because after we had already put it on the album and it had already been pressed and everything, we realized, you know, the plot of King Lear is that three daughters of the king slowly drive their father, the king, insane until he dies. So you know, no hardship intended on our dad.
No death threats. Somewhere or other.
Yeah, no death threats. But anyway, there he is. So we'll send this one out to dad. This one's called King Lear.
One, two, three.